Oh, say, that's a nice bunch of chickens you've got there.
Oh, my gosh, they're in again. Hey, get out of there! Walk home!
Oh, those chickens belong next door, eh?
They're very crafty, too, Mr. Hickok. They hatch a plot to come over here and get fed so they can go back home and plot a hatch.
Well, it'd sure be a shame to ruin that beautiful garden. I'm afraid I stepped in it coming through the yard. You mind if I use your foot scraper?
Hey, lay off of that. That ain't a foot scraper. That's my zither.
Well, pick it up off the floor, dearie.
Well, you can't expect me to chase chickens with a zither under my arm, can you?
No, you never will get them out if they see a musical instrument like that. Chickens love corn. Well, so long, folks.
Chickens love corn. Well, whatever. I hear the only vegetable Harpo will eat is wax beans.
Little Sir Echo, how do you do? Hello.
Hey, Molly, what comes after hello?
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How's it? No, that ain't what I meant.
Oh, dear, look, McGee, here comes Mrs. Uffington. Look at the way she holds her nose up in the air. She'd be a good judge of the air races. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uffington?
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee and Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy.
I just popped in to protest in a quiet sort of way, you know, about the noise in this neighborhood. Why, that poultry and that horrible jangling, really, it's lowering the tone of the whole neighborhood.
Well, you got us wrong, Uppy. Them chickens don't belong to us.
Yeah, and that jangling noise was McGee playing his zither.
Yeah.
His zither? Well, what on earth is a zither? The zither!
Why, this is a zither up here. We do all right, accidentally. And believe me, you get some wonderful music out of a little dingus like this.
Yes, indeed. In fact, I think they got all the music out of this one before they sent it to McGee.
Oh, my, really? Could be a looking instrument, isn't it? How does one hold it?
Like a cat, Mrs. Uppington. Like a cat. It sits on your lap, and when you stroke it, it makes funny noises.
Well, at least I am relieved to know that those are not your chickens, who make such noisy creatures.
Well, even a chicken is entitled to a voice in its own affairs, Uppy. That's something to crow about when you can have a blessed event every day in the year.
Reminds me, my poultry man brought me some fresh eggs last Sunday, but I wouldn't accept them. I just couldn't, really.
Oh.
I said, oh, no, I said, give them back to the hens, poultry man, I said. After all, you know, this is Mother's Day. Well, I'm so sorry if I've upset you all. Goodbye.
Isn't she silly, McGee, sending the eggs back to the hens because it was Mother's Day?
Yeah, I bet she saves all her pop bottles and sends them back on Father's Day. This thing has got more strings to it than a jip accident policy.
Little Sir Reco, how do you do? Hello.
Tag with them squawking egg factories, Molly. I'm going next door and tell that guy off.
Well, now, be diplomatic, dearie. Remember, it's easier to get good vegetables than it is good neighbors.
Well.
And besides, the chickens don't know what they're doing.
Well, they may be dumb clucks at home, but they certainly know their vegetables over here. Here, take the zither, Molly. Take the cue, Billy.
Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes, there's a Garden of Eden. What I need, all Creole babies with flashing eyes, soft whistle with tender sighs. Stop. Oh, won't you give your lady fair a little smile? Stop. You bet your life you'll linger there a little while. There is heaven right here on earth with beautiful queens way down yonder in New Orleans. Do, do,
yonder, New Orleans, in the land of dreamy scenes. There's a Garden of Eden, that's just what I mean. We old babies with flashing eyes, soft whistle with a tender sigh. Stop, 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 give your baby a smile. Stop, 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 linger, linger a while. There is heaven right here on earth, with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans, in the land of dreams. Three old babies with flashing eyes, that's what I mean. Oh, there is heaven, heaven right here on earth, with those beautiful queens. Way down yonder, down in New Orleans. Down south in the land of dreams, down south in New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans.
That was the four notes singing Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. A little southern dish they cooked up and served hot. Very tasty, kid. Well, I hope this guy's home. I don't know why that chicken crosses the road, but if them hens of his cross my path once more, I'm going to...
Yes?
Oh, hi, bud. Are you the fellow that lives next door?
No, I live right here.
Oh, yeah. This is next door, ain't it?
No, next door is over there. Mr. McGee lives there.
I seem to have got off to a wrong start, bud. I'm Mr. McGee.
Yeah, that is a wrong start from what I've heard. What can I do for you, Mr. McGee?
Well, I can tell you in words of one syllable. You can keep your hands at home. I ain't running no cackleberry relief project.
I believe I get the idea, Mr. McGee. You want me to keep my chickens out of your garden.
But you catch on quicker than lint on a blue serge suit. If you don't keep your chickens at home, they'll wind up in a fricassee. Or we'll wind up in a fricassee.
Yes, I'm C. I'm sure you won't be bothered with them anymore. It seems that backyard of yours is always the scene of some kind of excitement.
What do you mean, bud?
Why, hadn't you heard? Why, the fellow who lived there before you did used to bury large sums of money out there.
Huh?
But after he moved, why, no one was ever able to find anything.
Oh, well, you know how these things spread, bud. Neighbors will talk. I knew a guy that built a bird bath in his backyard, and the neighbors complained because he didn't have a seagull for a lifeguard. Well, much obliged, neighbor. Have a cigar?
Thank you, I have one.
You got two? Thanks. I'll drop in some night and play you a zither solo.
Oh, splendid. I'll have the executor of my estate put a music rack on my tombstone for you.
What's that for, bud?
That's the only way you'll ever play me a zither solo over my dead body. Good day, McGee.
Well, I guess I got that settled. As I always say, if you'll just take a reasonable altitude with people, you'll never have a come down.
Well, hello there, Fizzer. What is this I'm hearing about you sitting on your piazza practicing on the musical instrupipe?
Yeah, I bought me a zither, Nick.
Is that so?
Yeah.
If I'm not being too inquisitive, how do you play a zipper? Do you blow into it like a piccalilli or hit it with a stick like a Zilla telephone?
Xylophone, Nick, not Zilla telephone.
That's a natural mistake, Fizzer. You hear so many wrong numbers on both of them.
I had to give up my zither practice for today because I had to keep chasing the neighbor's chickens out of the yard.
I don't mean to tell you.
Yeah?
That is reminding me of the cute little stories I'm reading in a book last night, which is being known by the name of The Moose Which Is Laying a Golden Egg.
That wasn't a moose. That was a goose. A moose is a kind of a deer.
Well, anything that is laying a golden egg would be kind of a deer to me, I'm thinking. But the plot of the story, Fizzer, is very excruciating. It seems that once upon a time, way back when it was quite a while ago...
Never mind, Nick. I'm familiar with the story.
Well, be that as it may, June or July. In this story, there is a man who is doing a good turn to a fairy princess, which he is not having any right to do because he is not a Boy Scout in the first place, and a fairy princess doesn't need somebody to do me a good turn in the third place. I don't know who came in the second place. I didn't have any money on it anyway.
I know the story, Nick. The fairy princess gave him the goose to take home as a reward, and every day it would lay a golden egg.
Sure. Well, sir, the man who is having this fowl is being so greedy that he can't wait till day after day to get one egg at a time. So he's killing the goose, thinking it is full of golden eggs. And what is happening but nothing?
And then he didn't have either goose or egg.
Precisely. And the moral of the story is being, if somebody gives you the bird, do I make something of it? Go on, Fizzer.
guy's main foibles is feeble fables. Oh, now maybe I can get back to my zither practice. I hope little Sir Echo ain't been lonesome for me while I've been gone.
Oh, you back, McGee?
Yeah, say, that's a kind of a nice guy next door. Told me an interesting thing about our backyard.
Well, between him and his chickens, they certainly dig up the dirt, don't they? What did he tell you, dearie?
He said some old guy used to live in this house. He used to bury money out in the backyard.
Heavenly days, money?
Yeah, but they tried looking for it, and nobody ever found nothing. The guy was, oh, he's probably just digging fish worms. What's the matter, Mom?
McGee, have you noticed that those chickens were all scratching away at one certain spot in the garden?
Sure, but that don't mean nothing. Chickens always dig where the dirt's loose.
Well, why is the dirt loose, McGee? Somebody's been digging there before.
Hey, maybe you have something there, Molly.
Well, it's worth a try.
Hot dog, wouldn't it be wonderful if we found... Why, the guy might have buried him in it. Hand me that shovel, Molly. I'm going out and look.
Here you are, McGee.
I'll be back in a minute, Molly, and let you know.
Oh! Heavenly days. McGee, what'd you do?
Oh, I tripped on my zither. Look at it. It's ruined.
Well, I'm sorry, dearie, but after all, there may be enough money buried out there to buy you 1,000 zithers. Heaven forbid.
I almost forgot that. Where were them chickens scratching, Molly? Right here?
Over a little to the left. That's it. Right there. Now get busy, McGee.
Okay, here she goes. Hot dog. I struck something.
Well, don't stand there trembling. Dig it out.
I am. It ain't very, very deep. Here it is. Oh, it's a wooden box.
Oh, McGee, I'm so excited. Is it heavy?
Oh, it must be paper money.
Let me open it.
Oh, what is it, Molly? What is it?
Heavenly days, McGee. It's a moldy old chart.
Hot dog, a chart. Buried treasure?
No.
Huh?
How to play the zither in 10 easy lessons.
We'll be back in just a moment.
You know, Molly, I'm just sick about busting my zither, Molly.
Well, I am too, dearie, but I was getting a little tired of hearing you tunk, tunk, tunk away at it.
What do you mean, tunk, tunk, tunk? A zither don't tunk.
Well, what does it do?
Well, confidentially, it tinks. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing and Glow Coat, Racing in Wisconsin, inviting you all to join us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.